Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. He did a big one on Fox News, as you know, a while back. It sent shockwaves across the country. But he's been on with us for an hour, and he says he'll come back soon. We're very thankful. James Traficant, I was asking you during that one-minute break, former congressman, other key points, and you brought up the fact that you have people in Washington that are telling you are being watched, and that there was a big secret investigation about the Dinamia case, but it was about how did Traficant get the info?
Yes, when I brought him home, the big investigation didn't center about, you know, how they suborned perjury to ruin this man's life, and this was a capital offense. He's going to be put to death, Ellie. It wasn't about how they withheld evidence, about how they violated civil rights. It was how did Traficant get this information? Imagine that, folks. I mean, it's unbelievable the some of the things you hear. So I just worked very hard. I just put my nose to the grindstone and kept going, and that's about it. That's all you can do, Alex. But I'll tell you something. We've got a real problem. No one should fear our government. The government, if anybody, they should be fearing the American people. American people are the government. And we've got this thing so convoluted and messed up. It's really a crying shame, and it's got to be changed.
We also need to thank your wife in all of this, Patricia Traficant. She stood beside you. You stood beside her, and for better and worse. And people, if they do write checks to try to get you guys back on your feet to the address, they need to address those. You were telling me to Patricia Traficant, 429 North Main Street, Poland, Ohio, 44514. Congressman, we've got about 3 minutes left, and you were going to give me a liner for the show about...
Well, you know, Alex, I've gotten volumes of mail all through the 7.5 years, and one of the reasons I got them is people followed my little one-minute speeches. And I just didn't do them in the grandstand. I made salient points during that time and dramatized things that I think had to be made. But I became known for the statement, beam me up. And basically, I just said, beam me up because there's no intelligent life here. But here's what I'd like to say to the Alex Jones Show. You don't need to be beamed up. Jim Traficant doesn't need to be beamed up on Alex Jones Show because there is an intelligent audience there. And there is a message coming out that's educating that audience. And believe me when I say this, if more people were listening to Alex and could listen to Alex, I think you'd see a direct and intended change in some of these misdirected policies that are coming out of Washington, so misdirected and absurd that if you threw them at the ground, they'd probably miss. So there's no need to beam me up here in Austin, Texas. There's intelligent life in Austin, Texas. And before I leave again, I want to say, I don't know what happened to Chairman Archer, Bill Archer, but Alex, I want you to run him down. I want you to find him, and I want you to say that Jim Traficant said thank you on behalf of the American people.
Absolutely. We've got about a minute left here. What's the time frame for the election for people to start getting behind you in Ohio?
Well, this means I'll be on the ballot in the November election, but I have to get signatures signed. I have to get petitions signed up until May the 3rd. I need a couple thousand signatures here, and it's going to be an uphill struggle. I'm not supported by any newspaper, any political party, any entity of anything, and it's an uphill struggle. But you know what? I've had it, and maybe get back to where we started.
Well, the first thing we need, and we're going to get some domains and just give them to you to make sure whoever the volunteer is doesn't just get a domain and keep it. We've already grabbed some domains. We're going to give them to you. You need to get a volunteer to build you a nice website with PayPal buttons, the rest of it. Get everybody doing these petitions now because we do need you in Congress to counterbalance all the offshore corporate forces and others that are doing this. And thank you so much, former Congressman James Traficant, for your courage, and we're all praying for you, and we're glad they weren't able to kill you or break your will in prison, and it seems you've come out even stronger on the other side.
Well, Alex, thank you for me on your show. You've got a great show. You get a great message to the people. I think if I could leave anything there, I'd just say tune in to Alex's show, and I hope you get more coverage around the country. I think they need to hear a rational voice like yours. So thanks for having me, Alex, and good luck. Beam me up, but you don't need it down there in Texas.
Thank you.
Okay, So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, every Friday in the third hour, Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com joins us. We're going to him in a moment. Popping in via video Skype, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and audio for radio listeners. We're going to have about 10, 15 minutes coming up at the bottom of the hour with Mike Rivero to give us his take with Bob Chapman on the kamikaze attack in Austin. The media trying to say it was the Tea Parties that did it. As I predicted before the media even said it, they would. Very, very suspicious. We're going to recap all of that. Coming up, and of course, wide open phones on the kamikaze attack coming up in the last hour. We totally open phones in the last hour today. We've reached the halfway point here in the four-hour radio broadcast. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time live. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make the radio show possible. One of them is the Ecola Blue Company, EcolaBlue.com. They have little bitty moisture evaporators that grab water out of the air, send it through a whole bunch of great filters, put it in a stainless steel tank, all computerized, very easy to use. EcolaBlue.com, they've got big ones that can, you know, hundreds of people can get water from. Very economical. And they have 10% off until Monday. Their once-a-month special being run right now. 10% off on some of their key units. Just tell them the product code Alex Jones to get that discount. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. It grabs water out of the air. That's what the clouds are. EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Also want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation, supply household current whenever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant. It's perfect for your home or your campsite or outside, you know, little shack where you're doing electrical work or hobbies, you know, to drive your tools, your power tools. Whatever, it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. MySolarBackup.com, because it has a battery system, not just during the day. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, going to Bob Chapman before we get into the economy, the kamikaze attack, and more. You just heard Traficant on, Bob. I know you're on hold. Man, it's good to see him up and fighting like this and surviving his railroading into prison.
Well, we certainly need him, that's for sure. This guy is fearless. As you said, he's stronger now than he's ever been. And I hope that his coming back will cause these people in Washington and in New York City spasms of despair.
Well, over 90% in polls now want to abolish the Fed or audit it. 75% are angry, Republican and Democrat and independent at government policies. Rasmussen, it's gaining a few points every week. I mean, the government is collapsing right now. Before we get into all the big developments in the last week in the economy that people tune in to hear your expertise on and your insight every week, the kamikaze attack. Is he a lone angry guy who was persecuted? Is it a setup? The fact that instantly they said Tea Parties did it, and then lo and behold, he was angry at the tax system is very suspicious. The reports we got that they had the emergency crews there, that was on the local news before it happened. We talked to multiple witnesses, not just the local newscast. The fact that one of our sources in the FBI said they had a threat to buildings, government buildings, the night before and dispatched Dallas agents. Was that because of his screed on the web? That doesn't prove inside job. The fact is we don't know. Looking at this, Bob Chapman, 28 hours in, what do you think's going on?
There's a lot of conflicting information, and that makes it difficult. We're on the outside looking in. We're backing into what we think can be a solution as to why it happened. The Tea Party, I don't think, has anything to do with it. I think that this man was hounded by the Internal Revenue Service, and he saw all the things going on around him. He didn't like it. He was losing what he had. He wanted to get back at him, and he was prepared to die to do it. And I think that's what happened.
Continue.
As far as the emergency equipment being available before it happened, if the FBI was called that and or found out that he was going to do that because of something he said on the internet, I would think that that would be a reasonable explanation as to why it was there, and maybe the FBI was on to the whole thing, but probably didn't know how to stop it.
Or didn't want to stop it so they could play the victim.
Well, that's true, too.
If they're coming down to Austin, or they already have emergency equipment out there, and all this is going on, they knew where his airplane supposedly was in Georgetown. Why weren't they there?
That's a good question. So if all of that is fact, that they didn't know where his plane was, they should have been down there guarding it or impounding it or something.
Well, we're not sure. I mean, this is what the source said, and that's just one of many reports as we tried to put all the evidence out there for all of our collective minds to come to a conclusion on. What about the larger issue? I mean, Traficant off air was going, hey, what about Austin? You're down there. This guy was fed up. We're sick of it. And then on air, he said similar things. A lot of people out there want to believe that he did it on his own, and they like it. And I think that overall is dangerous because Northcom and the globalists normally bomb themselves as a pretext to crack down. And, I just think we're making such inroads right now peacefully. I don't know if targeting secretaries in an IRS building is a good idea or a good thing PR-wise. What's your take on that?
I agree with you completely. And, you know, we've preached this on all of the shows that we've been on. Don't get sucked into the vortex of the government getting you to do things that they would like to do themselves. But if you're dumb enough to do it, well, go ahead and do it. And so with that said, we don't want violence. And I feel very bad that the man is now deceased. And there had to be another solution. I would say in retrospect, too bad somebody wasn't around who could have calmed him down and taken the ideas of destroying himself and in the process and possibly killing innocent people.
Well, here's what we know now, and I predicted this yesterday morning, and now they've done it last night and today. They want to put body scanners in, X-rays, security at all airports. Most airports maybe have 10, 15 planes. They're all over the place. And this will destroy general private aviation if they bring TSA-level control into the small airports. Now they announced yesterday, they already started this yesterday morning before this even happened, the Viper teams are now popping up everywhere with random checkpoints on the streets and at bus and train terminals. So they're certainly using this to put a giant police state Stasi in. What's next? If people use cars to run over cops, will we ban citizens having cars?
Well, I also heard yesterday of someone who defended their home by using a sword. And so they'll have to start outlawing swords and, of course, butcher knives and just about everything.
Well, Oklahoma just passed a law that you can't fortify your home with more than three deadbolts. You can't have burglar bars. They're now illegal because the criminal government wants in, and so do their little buddy criminals.
Yeah, I saw that. And they're going all the way. There's no question. And they're trying to draw us into this. And, again, what you've said is very positive. Don't go out and commit suicide like this gentleman did. It's not a good idea. It's not good for you, and it's not good for what we're trying to accomplish. We want to get people like Jim Trafficant back into Congress. We want to get anybody into Congress except the people who are there, with minor exception. And goodness knows, you've heard me say this over the last couple of years on this program. We have to take Congress away from the people who are being paid off. If we can do that, we can get the Federal Reserve audited and then gotten rid of. We can get rid of executive orders. We can get rid of the Plunge Protection Team, which is a working group on financial markets, which is a executive order. We can get rid of campaign financing, and we can also get rid of lobbying. And in one fell swoop, in 6 to 8 months, with the right Congress, we could accomplish all of that. And at the same time, we could make inroads to disbanding Homeland Security.
Bob Chapman, with Ceausescu in Romania, or Stalin, or Hitler, or Mao, or any of these thugs and dictators, Pol Pot, pick your poison. I've seen a lot of police writing me letters, and they say, yeah, it's coming to the point where they're going to have to make decisions, and when government goes bad, it's no longer legitimate, and it's natural God-given rights for people to defend themselves. And what I've been shocked by is the level of anger of the public cheering this guy on, and it's real. It's not provocateur. I wonder if the government, and I mean the minions that are going to be facing the true brunt of this, realize what 150 million gun owners, 16 million guns sold in the last year, 14 million last year, already more than 2 million this year, realize that if 1% of that 150 million decide to stand up and fight, that is 1.5 million people that are, that's unstoppable. Don't the globalists understand that they may have put us to sleep for a while, but those old American 1776 instincts are there, and that if the sleeping giant stands up and it's starting to get up, it's going to be devastating. I mean, and it's going to be hell on earth.
It's going to be cultural and tribal. 450 million guns, 80 million veterans, 40 million that have been in combat. Don't anybody tangle with them if it comes to that.
it's bad news. You know, the military puts up a line, we'll crush the American people. Folks, no one can stop a guerrilla army of this size.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We got Mike Rivero popping in for about 10 minutes with Bob Chapman on the kamikaze attack and the latest developments to get his perspective. That I tend to agree with on a lot of fronts. Too early to tell right now, though. We're going to get his view coming up. Bob, right now, and then when Mike leaves us, we'll get back into the economy. What's going on with the economy? The months ago, you said they were going to target Greece and Spain. The word was out. Now Reuters is reporting that the Spanish government is looking at this being coordinated by Goldman Sachs and others. Again, you hit the nail right on the head. What's going on with the dollar? Interest rates going up. What's happening with gold going back up? What do you see happening?
Well, first of all, I wrote about Goldman 10 years ago when Greece and Italy were trying to qualify, and the term I used was they're Mickey Mousing the books. And the rest of the Eurozone at that time, which today only makes up 16 of the 27 European Union members, they looked the other way. They wanted that union, and so they got it. And those books have been phony all along. And as we have found out, it's been proven now that Goldman Sachs arranged the whole thing. Where is it going? I think it creates a sense of urgency now. I think things are starting to come unglued even more quickly than I had anticipated. I think there's a possibility that they may bring down a number of these countries' sovereign debt prior to the election, and it may include the United States. And if they do that, there may not be an election. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, and I don't want to give these people any ideas, but that would be the perfect thing to do to get control. And so that's possible. Whether it's probable, I don't know at this point. But there are a number of countries that are on the edge. We've got Ireland, Italy, Portugal, Spain, and Greece, which we know about. And then nobody ever hears about Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Romania, Hungary, Poland.
And that will send debt shockwaves a lot bigger than the housing bubble throughout the planet. Meanwhile, the Chinese are already moving and dumping their U.S. T-bills.
Now, that's correct. And even Denmark's having problems. Of course, the two worst, really, for their size, is Great Britain and the United States. Now, I think what government wanted to do, or those behind government wanted to do, is after the election, start these things going by taking all of these countries to the edge and then having a meeting like they did with Smithsonian and the Plaza Accord and the Louvre Accord,
mm-hmm.
and devalue currencies and have a debt default between nations, and everybody falls off a cliff together, and we have everybody devaluing their currencies, or most everybody, and then we go into a deflationary depression, which they want to, from behind the scenes, people like Goldman and Morgan and Citigroup and all of those people and the Bilderbergers and all those groups, they would then try to suppress the people of the world, quote, legally, while they were on their knees financially and economically.
Let's expand on that. We now see open discussions of devaluation of the dollar, and we also, as you talked about last week, they're talking about coming in and taking people's pension funds, the government taking over people's pension funds, then paying you part of it back. The neocons are pushing for new taxes as if that's a good thing.
No, I don't think taxes are the answer. The real answer is to cut government spending all over the country, not just in Washington. I mean, let's cut it by 50%. So you got to lay off 30% of your employees. Well, that's too bad. This is really the solution: purging. All of those banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms and transnational conglomerates.
And let's explain that, though. All the studies show one government job costs two private sectors. So you get rid of the government jobs, a lot of them. Then you get two jobs back for every job you get rid of there. And people have their own tax money, that would fix it.
It's going to happen sooner or later, and they know it. They want it on their terms so they can control it, so they can make people do what they want to do under those circumstances. And that's why all the things that you talk about in regard to what's going on in America about Homeland Security and you can't put bars in your windows and all of these things, that is because they know the public is going to be very, very disturbed about all this, and who knows what they'll do.
Stay there. Bob Chapman, our guest, straight ahead. Joining us, Mike Rivera.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes.
We had James Traficant on for the entire second hour of the show today. That'll be on the free podcast, served up at the end of the show. It'll be reposted in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. A huge interview, a news-making interview. What incredible courage he's got. That's why we're standing beside him and behind him here. So that is coming up in an hour and 27 minutes when the official live radio broadcast ends. Of course, I'll also be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget the free iTunes application. It's got 5 stars, hundreds and hundreds of ratings at iTunes since we launched it a week ago. What is it, like 10,000 plus downloads of it? It needs to be a lot more than that. It's absolutely free. Tell your friends and family that have iPhones or Apple about it. It's a great system. It streams a lot better than some of the other free systems that have our show where it's in larger listings. We do have other things like Flycast that have the show. We have links to where you can find us there. That's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we're going to go back into the economy here in about 10 minutes, but Mike Rivera has been kind enough to join us because, again, this building got hit at about 9:55 Central. I learned about it about 10:30 when I got into work, and we've been all over the map. Before they said Tea Party, before they tried to blame it, I said it's a government building. Watch them try to blame it on the Tea Party. I was right about that. Then we have a source that said the FBI was dispatched into Austin about a threat to a government building. They don't know specifically. because it was another department. They just saw it and saw them leave. Could that be something else? Who knows? But we know we played the KXAN piece where the woman said, I saw the emergency vehicles out here beforehand. I talked to multiple listeners who called in, and we've talked to some of them off air as well. And I mean, masses of calls here to the office in the comment line that, yeah, there were emergency people out there before, and we heard the boom. Some saw them before. Others heard the boom and then went out and saw the police out there with cameras already within seconds. Did they know a threat was coming? They weren't sure. Were they on alert? They were having terror drills the day before with FEMA and Homeland Security in the city of Austin. In fact, bring me that city of Austin document. I forgot and left it in there. So we don't know what's going on. But Bob Chapman seems to think this was just if somebody fed up. Traficant's leaning towards that. And I wasn't leaning really towards that. I wasn't sure. We were looking at everything until I began to notice, and I noticed in Rivero also, because he's worked with the media, he recognized this, that real terror attacks or real attacks against government, they tend to ignore. This was so big they couldn't ignore it, but that suddenly it kind of left the news cycle today. It was gone. With the underwear bomber we know was staged, it never left the news cycle, and they had something they were pushing, like they're staging fake cyber attacks right now to get through the Senate. No doubt that's fake and staged. So I wanted to get Mike Rivero's take on what he thinks going on here, and then pop back in with Bob Chapman, who's with us as well right now. Mike Rivero joining us via video Skype from Hawaii. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks an awful lot for having me on your show, Alex.
Okay, give us your bottom line on, with all the evidence this early on, we're not sure, but what you think's going on.
Well, I'm definitely leaning toward thinking this was a genuine, spontaneous action by this gentleman who... He's just an ordinary working American, and he got pushed to his limit, and he snapped, and we all have a breaking point. And I think the media was attempting to spin this to make him look like a demon and a bad guy. And then when that really wasn't working, my concern was that the media was going to try and pull away the focus as quickly as possible, which, as you point out, they're doing today. It's all Tiger Woods all the time. And I think what's in there is we need to understand that from the point of view of the government and the media, their big priority right now, they don't want people actually reading this guy's suicide note. They're calling it a manifesto to make it sound like it's a bad thing, because the commies had a manifesto and the Unabomber had a manifesto. So this is a manifesto and you shouldn't go read it. But everybody who's actually read this suicide note, nobody condones what Joe Stack did. But everybody seems to say, I understand why he did it. We are all at that breaking point. We're seeing the work of a lifetime being taken away from us, you know, under threat of force, spent on wars, spent on corruption, spent on Israel.
And much of Congress and Geithner in the White House don't even pay taxes.
That's exactly right. That's further annoying a lot of people. And we've got callers into our show from people who've been thrown out of their homes by the IRS. The woman called into the show. Her veteran husband had been neglected by the VA for 9 months, came down with cancer. The week he died, the IRS took her bank accounts. It's just a horrific story out there, and everybody understands what this guy was feeling. They don't agree with what he did, but they understand where
he's
coming from.
That's right. It was bad enough. It was bad enough with the IRS outside the law, no due process, robbing everybody before for the private Federal Reserve, but now everybody's starting to go bankrupt or on the edge of bankrupt, and they don't even have money for gas or food, and now the government's taken the house, the only thing they've got, or their little bank account with $500 in it. Here's Rasmussen last week. 75% of Americans are angry at government current policies. And you know that's a low number. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you're right. Most people are still trying to be polite and say, yes, I'm a loyal American. And there was a survey they did about, is it okay to cheat on your taxes? And I expect probably most people lied on that one as well, because they're afraid of, you know, they're afraid of the IRS. The IRS is the instrument of terror in our society. And again, nobody's condoning what Joe Stack did, but everybody who has written into my show or called into my show, they understand why he did it. I have not heard a single word of sympathy from anybody regarding the IRS in this affair.
Talking to you this morning on the phone, you were saying the government's scared.
Yes, absolutely. Because if there's one thing that Joe Stack has accomplished, it's kind of in a positive sense, it has made the abuses of the IRS acceptable in polite conversation. People are now willing to talk about how many of them are in serious trouble with the IRS. You've seen the flood of TV commercials for all these tax resolution services. You know, that alone tells you that most of Americans are in some kind of tax trouble. And now, because of Joe, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to talk about the abuses of the IRS. People are even now openly talking about, was the 16th Amendment actually ratified? Are the taxes illegal right from the start? I understand Jim Trafficante, and by the way, please give him my highest regards when you have him on the show. He's talking about if he gets elected back to Congress, he wants to kick the IRS in a very sensitive portion of the genitalia. So, and I think most Americans are going to sign up with him on that.
In your mind, is there any way this could have been an inside job? Because, you know, we know they can remote control aircraft. We know that they were out there beforehand. Something was going on. We know the underwear bomber was staged. I mean, this is the season. I've been predicting an attack in Austin from activities I've been seeing. They need to demonize the Tea Parties. They certainly jumped on this within 3 hours of it happening, and I predicted they would and said the Tea Parties. I mean, here's the New York Daily News. Kamikaze pilot Joe Stack crashed plane into Austin building hailed by anti-government groups. And they say in here that I'm hailing it. Austin American Statesman in an article, social media speeds up news gathering and plane crash aftermath, says that I was hailing the attack. I was saying maybe staged, or we don't know. Or I mean, so I'm being singled out here. They're certainly trying to put this on us.
Well, they're putting it on you. They're putting it on Glenn Beck. They're putting it on me. They're putting it on Rush Limbaugh. They're looking to basically take the focus off the letter. As for the exact nature of it, I'm 95% convinced it was a genuine spontaneous act by this gentleman. If it was a false flag attack, it's a very poorly thought out one because the patsies that are supposed to be framed for it, it's not a very good case. And in this case, back when the Oklahoma City bomb went off and little kids were being killed and everybody was shocked and said, oh, this is a terrible thing, they're not getting that reaction here. The attitude of most of America is, well, yeah, it's a bad thing, but you know, maybe they sort of.
But to be clear, you've done the research. Oklahoma City inside job, underwear bomber inside job, 9/11 inside job, Operation Ajax inside job, Gulf of Tonkin inside job, Operation Northwoods inside job.
Gulf of Tonkin was not an inside job. It was a deliberate misinterpretation of the available information.
But that is still an inside job to say you've been attacked and it's made up as a pretext for war. What I'm saying is staged provocation.
Well, definitely a lot of propaganda and a lot of lying and misstatement. You know, there were no torpedoes there. But in the case of yesterday's attack, I think they were trying to take something that happened genuinely and attempt to use it for propaganda purposes. And they didn't get the traction with it. It just doesn't feel like it was planned or known about ahead of time. They just tried to take advantage of it and they didn't really get it to work. That's what it feels like to me.
Let's bring Bob Chapman in. Bob, your comments on this.
Well, first of all, I think it could, unfortunately, bring about other such events. And for all of you who are listening out there, please keep your cool. Talk to somebody about a problem. I mean, everybody out there's got problems now. Some are worse than others. I know it's compelling when you lose everything you have, but we have a society that we shouldn't be running around killing ourselves. And usually the only people that do that are people who become unbalanced. And there are reasons for that. But the point is, don't let this get you carried away. Secondly, I in the International Forecaster, I guess it was two issues back, maybe three, and I had a piece in there about Remington taking an order, and I can't remember how many.
It was shotguns for the IRS.
Yeah, these are sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 inches is a sawed-off shotgun. And I think that the IRS, obviously, is terrified that people are going to react against them.
Yeah, for those that don't know, a sawed-off is generally defensive, so people that don't know what they're doing can just aim in a general direction when you're getting rushed.
Exactly. And the legal limit on the shotgun barrel is 18, and that's what a riot gun is.
Yeah, but so the IRS gets to have illegal shotguns.
That's right. Well, it's obviously legal for them, but illegal for us. And like so often, we have two sets of rules. But I agree with what Mike had to say, and very well said, and you as well, Alex. And I think, unless something else pops up, I think it was an act of utter frustration. What am I going to do? I worked my whole life, and I may as well make a statement.
Well, and here's the last question. Here's the last question I have for Mike Rivero, and then you. We're going to let Mike go, and we'll finish up with some economic news a little bit in the next hour, Bob. Mike, how do you see this unfolding? Because undoubtedly there's teachers almost every day shooting principals, or there's students, there's violence, cops are being caught robbing banks and raping people. I mean, statistically, crime, but also craziness is way up, and a lot of times it's by government because they're under stress, and a lot of them have a bullying psychology. And you've got citizens being pressed and squeezed and driven into a corner. No doubt, just like if our government attacks Iran, we're not going to have to see stage terror. Iran will defend itself. It will be called terror. Just like as the government squeezes, they know they're going to force people to finally stand up, and they're going to call that terrorism. How do you see this unfolding, Mike Rivero?
Fading away from the public consciousness, although Joe Stack is already sort of a cult hero in a lot of places. He's got a lot of Facebook fan clubs springing up. There's nothing new with the attacks against the IRS. Generally, they tend not to be reported, but because of the high visibility of the plane crash into the building and the subsequent release of the suicide note on the Internet, this one did get out there, and it had to be dealt with. But there have been attacks against IRS facilities and people before, and no doubt it will continue into the future. I'm in agreement with your other guest. You know, this is not a call to arms to go out and start attacking the tax people, because that would just give the government the justification it needs to suspend the Bill of Rights and really become the bullying dictators that we all know they secretly lust to be.
And I don't want that to happen, but I think that'd be a miscalculation by the establishment as well. I think them bringing the tyranny more out in the open and getting more confrontational will only make things blow up quicker. So this is like a Mexican standoff.
I agree with you. I mean, we have the saying around here, the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force him to act like one where everybody can see it. I just don't want to see the kind of Kent State bloodshed, you know, that this kind of a process usually entails.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. WhatReallyHappened.com is the great site. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks an awful lot. Look forward to it.
All right. There goes Mike. Anything else you want to add on the plane situation? I'll be recapping the latest developments in the next hour. I am open on this because I've been predicting an attack in Austin. I've seen Glenn Beck now come out and put on his little blackboard slash magnet refrigerator board, is really what it is, but it looks like a blackboard, Deborah Medina next to Van Jones, and he said, these people hate America. Then he did a weird psyop where he said, well, I'm in trouble in Texas with my listeners. He's lost 500,000 viewers conservatively, according to Nielsen. His radio numbers, we'll find out later, earlier next month. Those come out once a month. But his websites, anywhere people can comment, he's being shredded everywhere. He does this basic psychology where he puts up a picture of a Van Jones and then some other weatherman bombers next to him, and then sticks Medina up. And then Alan Keyes, of all people, and says, these people are dangerous. They hate America. And he's not just saying 9/11 truthers are going to stage terror attacks, but he's now saying the birthers are the most dangerous. If these are the most dangerous, when in polls, that's more than half of registered Republicans. So he's like immolating. I guess that's the word for burning yourself up in front of everyone, because he's been ordered to do it. So I see all the talking points demonizing Tea Partiers, that they're going to commit terror acts by not just him, but Chris Matthews the last few weeks. And then this happens. I don't know, Bob. I don't know. This may be staged. They have psych warfare experts that knew people are angry, may make him a hero. I think the jury's out on this. I'm saying we should look at everything, but I'm just not sure. But then the media quit covering it today. We know if it was staged, they'd be hyping it, but maybe it wasn't going like they wanted, so they pulled back. What do you think, Bob?
I think we just got to wait and see. They're always looking for another Horst Wessel. He was the young street tough who was in the brown shirts, who was killed in clashes with the communists in Germany. and the Nazis made him into an ideal. In fact, it was they had the Horst Wessel Lied, which is the song of Horst Wessel. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want someone to come along who is going to be cited by the government in doing these kinds of things so that they can move against people who agree with him, whether it's Joe Stack or somebody else. And we got to stay away from that. You know, we're doing very well doing what we're doing. And this is very important. I saw a figure, and you quoted some, 8% of the public, voting public, want to bring back their congressman or senator. Now, that is astounding. I mean, that means 92% want their people out of office.
Yeah, I've seen that number.
It's so powerful. Yeah. It is so good. We don't want to lose that momentum. We want them all out of there so we can get the legislation legally that we need.
And we want to take the states back, which is why Deborah Medina getting elected is so important to send that message. Bob Chapman, stay there. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up, 1-800-259-9231. And we're going to have Rob Due in our office, who knew Joe Stack, in studio in the end.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freeze-dryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy Freeze Dried Foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
He's going the distance.
We're going to have Rob Due, who knew Joe Stack, in studio the last 20 minutes. Bob Chapman with us for a few more segments. We're going to open the phones up for a few questions for Bob coming up in the next segment or on any of these issues. 1-800-259-9231. Now, look, the media said a lot of different aircraft, but we have the tax records. It was a PA-28 Cherokee aircraft, a Piper. Is that a Piper? Registered owner, Stack Joseph A. Okay? That's the aircraft. The media was saying this Cirrus aircraft. That's not what it is. Now, here's the Texas Division of Emergency Management document. Give me a document cam shot on this, guys. Texas Division of Emergency Management, fiscal year 2010, training calendar, October 2009, September 2010. Here's February. And they were running all these different emergency, multi-hazard emergency planning drills and others. And all the drills ended on the 18th, yesterday. So maybe that's why those vehicles were out there. Maybe it was just part of a drill, or maybe not. They normally run drills in association with this. Bob Chapman, going back to you, so much is happening with the economy separately. What happened with gold going down the last month, now surging up again?
Well, I think that's a good question. And, you know, we've just had gold negative news, supposedly. First of all, situation in Greece was in the media interpreted it as being bad for gold. And, of course, it really wasn't because gold didn't go down. And then we had the IMF come out and said, well, we're going to sell some gold. And that turned out to be a non-event. And then, you know, higher interest rates has been touted as bad for gold. And gold went down and came back up again. And so gold seems to be impervious in here to the downside. And it's up 460 right now here in the late trading for the April month. And that'll go on for about another hour. The stocks are mixed to slightly weaker. And, you know, it's a Friday. People are evening up the books. And so it's hard to get a real read on it. But if I had to guess, I think gold will be up next week. And if it goes through 1220, 24 in that area, then we're going to very quickly see a move up toward 1500 to 1650. And if it doesn't happen by the beginning of April, it may very well happen before the end of the year. Although I think much more quickly, especially in view of what I said earlier about the problems being expedited. I don't think that Goldman Sachs ever thought that they would run into the buzzsaw that they're into right now because of their secret advice to these different nations and how to keep two sets of books. And, of course, it's against the law, but that doesn't mean anything for the likes of Goldman, Morgan, and Citi. I mean, these people are criminals. And I spent 28 years in Wall Street. I think I got a right to say that. And so I think that this is causing the illuminists behind the scenes to have to, even though they don't want to, expedite what they're doing. And every time you do that, you make mistakes. And I think by next year, all this thing's going to start coming down bad. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, were they to bring it down in October, down being the sovereign nations defaulting simultaneously and having chaos within the financial world worldwide, would give them an excuse not to have an election.
Bob, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that, because that's quite an announcement from you. A year and a half ago, you saw the implosion in 3 years. Now you may be revising.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.